Joining us right now on the hotline to shed some more light on that and tell us more about the Civic Jazz Band. We've got Jeff Myers joining us. Jeff, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on.
Well, let's get right into it. This Saturday, February 8th, you've got a concert at the Hulk Theater. What will we hear when we head on down there on Saturday night?
Well, we always try to play a little bit of something for everybody, and this concert's no different. We're starting off with a tune that was written sometime in the 1920s and finishing up with a tune that was written last year by Gordon Goodwin. So there's a little bit of everything, and we cover the big band gamut.
Well, Jeff, let's talk about the LCCC Civic Jazz Band. How many members do you have, and who all makes up this band?
Well, we've got 16 people in the band, which is a normal big band instrumentation. So five saxes, four trombones, four trumpets, and a rhythm section. And it's made up from everybody from college-age kids. The oldest person right now is about 82 years old, I think. And so we've got a wide range of people living in Lorain County and some actually in Cuyahoga County that come in and play with the band.
Wow, that is a very wide age range, no question about that. 82 years old, holy smokes.
Yeah, and he's still going strong, too. So,
what does he play?
The guitar, yeah.
Okay.
Music keeps you young, you know.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say that keeps you very, very young, and I'm sure this group
That's
helps
right.
them do some of that as well. Now, Jeff, you've led the band for the past 12 years. How has it grown, and how has it evolved under your leadership?
Actually, I've been the band director for 22 years, so it started out with very few students in the band, and it comes and goes throughout the years. We will get more students some years and less others, and then we just recruit adults to come in and fill out the band. So I think the quality of the band has improved quite a bit over the years. When we first started, we were playing relatively easy music and trying to get the group going. And now we're playing professional arrangements. We're doing Artie Shaw's Begin to Begin and Jimmy Dorsey's I Remember You, just as the bands would have played them.
Very, very cool stuff. Again, Jeff Myers with the Lorain County Community College Civic Jazz Band joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. This Saturday, February 8th, they have a concert at the Hulk Theater at the Stocker Art Center. How much does the audience participate, if at all, in your concerts?
Well, we hope they're going to tap their feet and get a lot of enjoyment out of the show. There's not like an audience participation in this one, although we have had a couple concerts where we did a big band quiz, and we wouldn't tell people who the bands were that performed the songs or who wrote them and things like that, and have the audience guess along with us. This concert's not like that. We're just in performance this time.
You're just hoping that they clap their hands and tap their feet, as you mentioned. But you know what? Sometimes that's all the audience participation that you need. Now, you mentioned you guys have a number of professional arrangements, and you've got a group that's comprised of about 16 people. So, you know, in putting this together, how long does it take, or how frequently do you guys get the opportunity to get together and practice for a concert like this?
We're actually, we perform, or we rehearse every Thursday night. And we are accredited class at the college, so we will meet just like a regular class does out of the college. We meet every Thursday night for 2 hours, and then we'll do four or five, maybe six performances throughout the year. We play three at the college itself, one in the fall, one coming up here in February, another in April, and then we'll play in the community during the summer also.
Jeff, you stated earlier that you've led the band for 22 years. How long have you been involved with music?
Well, I started out in fifth grade playing the saxophone. I was a public school band director for 35 years, starting out on the west side of the state, and was the band director at Elyria West High School for the last 12 years that it was around, and the last 15 years I was at the middle school and junior high at Amherst. So I've been involved with music pretty much since I was 10 years old.
So you said you were in fifth grade when you played your first instrument. You played the saxophone. That was essentially, it sounds like, how you got started. Where did you first discover your love for music and figure out that that was something that you wanted to do with your life?
I think in high school we started going around to see some of the professional bands like Maynard Ferguson and Buddy Rich and Woody Herman and those bands, and it just seemed like that was something that I'd like to do, and I wanted a little more something steady in my life than performing in bands and traveling all around, so I thought teaching would be a good way for me to maintain interest in music and get other kids involved too. And I think that was what I enjoy most, is getting the kids involved and seeing them grow from fifth graders that don't even know how to hold a horn up to the high school kids that can play pretty well.
Is that one of the more enjoyable aspects of leading the LCCC Civic Jazz Band, the fact that you get to influence folks that are of so many wide different age ranges? You mentioned you've got some college students in the band. You also have an 82-year-old in the band. Is that part of the fun of putting that all together?
It sure is. And I think it's a great example for the kids that are in school now that there are possibilities for them to continue to play their horn once they get out of high school. We have so many kids that think once they graduate from high school, they have to put their horn under the bed and never see it again. And every college, no matter where you go, has a place for these high school musicians to play. Whether they want to be professional musicians or not, there's a place for them to play in just about every college they want to go to. And I think it's a shame that these kids put their instruments away and don't play them. And I think our group is a great example of people that have continued to play and enjoy doing what they do with their instruments.
And it seems like it's a group that does enjoy that, and I'm sure those that have the opportunity to head out on February 8th to see the concert will get that firsthand at the Hoke Theater at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Arts Center. Jeff, you may have mentioned a few of these names a little bit earlier, but I'm going to ask you again. Who are your primary influencers that really got you interested in music and gave you the idea to stick with music throughout your life?
So the funny thing is, I don't know if it's funny, but anyway, what happened to me, we went to Norwalk to hear the Maynard Ferguson Big Band, and I was a baritone sax player in high school, and Maynard Ferguson used to do Hey Jude, and at the end of their concert, and the band would come out into the audience and stand among the audience and play, and a guy by the name of Bruce Johnstone was playing baritone sax with Maynard Ferguson, and he happened to stand right next to me. And if I had to look back at my life and go, where was the point where I decided this is what I wanted to do, I think that night would have been it.
And here you are all these years later,
yeah,
right?
That's right. And I would also point to all the teachers that I had. There's a wide range of teachers that I had when I was growing up that influenced me too and gave me the guidance, I guess, to get me where I am. So I appreciate them too.
Well, again, we hope that folks were able to check it out this Saturday, February 8th, at the Lorain County Community College Hoke Theater at the Stocker Arts Center. Should be a heck of a lot of fun. Jeff, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for stopping by to tell us all about the band, and we certainly hope that Mother Nature cooperates so people can come out and see you guys in action this Saturday.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on and having the opportunity to talk about the band. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff. Much